This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe said on Monday there is no evidence tying the Hunter Biden laptop to Russian disinformation. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows pushes back on the allegation as well.
I'm not aware of any Russian disinformation campaign that would involve these emails or this laptop. No defensive briefing, to my knowledge, has been given. And so all of this narrative that is out there that would suggest that it's not real, that's the disinformation.
Meadows speaking there on Fox News. Those comments contrary to claims from House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff of California. The Supreme Court will consider two cases on immigration policy and the border wall. One case involves the Trump administration's policy that people seeking asylum in the United States remain in Mexico while their cases are pending. This is USA Radio News.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden has called a lid for the next 3 days, which means, in essence, no public events until the next debate set for Thursday. While campaigning in the battleground state of North Carolina on Sunday, the former vice president took President Trump to task on his handling of the coronavirus pandemic.
He told Bob Woodward in a taped interview that the disease was deadly, much worse than the flu. And here's what he did. According to the New York Times, 3-4 days ago, his administration gave Wall Street investors a heads up, but he didn't tell us, just his friends on Wall Street. That's why they made so much money by, quote, selling short. Well, who got sold short? Y'all got sold short.
NASA will be holding a briefing on a mission to collect a sample of an asteroid starting at 1 o'clock Eastern Time. This is USA Radio News.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
A company says their popular exercise bike could hurt you. USA Radio Network's Val Dior has the story.
Peloton has issued a voluntary recall on pedals on nearly 30,000 of its exercise bikes because of a laceration hazard. In cooperation with the U.S. Consumer Products Safety Commission, the in-home fitness company announced the recall on its PR70P clip-in bike pedals on Thursday. The federal agency says Peloton received at least 120 reports of pedal breakage. At least 16 involved leg injuries. Five of those required medical care, such as stitches to the lower leg. The company says the PR70P model features its first-generation bike pedal on bikes sold between July 2013 and May of 16. There's a link on Peloton's site, or you can call their customer support line for a fix.
Twitter removed a tweet from top White House coronavirus advisor Dr. Scott Atlas that recommended wearing masks when close to others, especially those who are at high risk, but otherwise to practice social distancing and no widespread mandates. Dr. Atlas, citing several jurisdictions like France, Miami, Israel, and Spain, where cases have exploded with mandates. And Twitter is refusing to unlock the New York Post account unless the newspaper deletes posts related to Hunter Biden. Twitter saying in a statement, "We've updated the policy. We don't change enforcement retroactively." For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. 800-519-3488. That's 800-519-3488. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Well, hello, America. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you along with us as we're getting into the final days and approximating November the 3rd very shortly, Election Day. And, of course, in some states, could be several days afterwards, maybe even a week later that we get the results. I mean, this is how crazy. And, of course, it's all blamed on COVID and, you know, mail-in voting and what we've done to our postal services to think that somehow they're going to be able to turn this thing on a dime, as we discussed earlier. This is unconscionable. But, you know, the Democrats, that's their story. That's what they want to stick to. And even more so in some of these Democratic-controlled states where our vote is, you know, they talk about voter suppression. Well, that in and of itself, the way they've processed this and the way they've opened it, because anything that cancels a good vote is a form of voter suppression. Wouldn't you agree? And I think that's the case. I mean, why can't we, of course, it's easy to ask these questions right now because I have a lot of people, you know, coming to me and going, why don't we just go back to one day? We'll just have a day off. We'll do it one day. Just do it the right way. Yes, you know, you can have absentee voting. It hasn't been a problem with absentee voting. But look at the crush of the numbers of mail-in voting that we're getting out right now. You know, time and again, anecdotally, we're hearing where people are getting, you know, multiple numbers of ballots in the mail. And this all puts into question, you know, the legitimacy and the idea that our vote, you know, should be protected. But look at it. It's what we're dealing with right now. And, of course, the other thing that's going on, you know, I listened to, you know, some of these sound bites where Joe Biden is saying certain things about the president and stuff. And I'm going, you know, this is just the beginning. It's only going to get worse because, you know, Joe Biden has no restraint. I mean, he will throw out information out there, and even though after the fact, you know, you can have a service fact check and go, well, no, that's totally false what Joe Biden said. But we hear the statement. We don't hear that it's totally false. We can't even keep up with them all to be able to hold them into account, you know, for the statements that he makes. But, you know, this is amazing. Like, you know, one of them, for example, they asked President Trump, you know, where he got COVID. And he said, I probably got it, you know, from Blue Star parents. It's not what the president said, but this is what, you know, Joe Biden's claim. Well, of course, they fact check and find this. It's a total lie. It's totally false. But meanwhile, the damage is already done because Joe Biden goes out and says these things. The same thing with his political operatives. You know, some of the things they say and the way they're able to say this. And the thing that's even unconscionable to me is that you've got senators, you've got people in Congress, many of which are attorneys, and their rather loose use of the language and accusations and statements, you know, almost conclusions that they make about, you know, Republicans or conservatives and that sort of thing and their opposition, it's unconscionable. And, you know, and I understand, you know, the media would say, man, this would be a full-time job just chasing down and fact-checking all these statements. But there ought to be some sort of, you know, election code that says, you know, you can't do this sort of thing. I mean, you know, like, you know, we have public utilities, public radio, and they have to be careful. You can't make a claim without it being substantiated. Although I noticed recently there are some, you know, kind of loose ways, and somehow they just kind of turn an eye, you know, against it, you know, kind of thing, or just choose to ignore it. Whereas I can tell you my experience with public radio at any time, if I made a statement, I couldn't make a claim without it being, you know, substantiated. You know, it had to. Boy, if you made a statement or a claim, boy, you better make sure it was substantiated, or, you know, it would be censored, you know, out of their airways. You know, so we can do that in public radio, but somehow in the public discourse, we just allow for, you know, people to lie and cheat and do whatever they want, all in the name of politics. You know, why Billy Graham said you can always tell when a politician is lying. It's not when they grab their ear or touch their hair. It's when they open their mouths. I mean, that's a sad commentary. That's what our political culture has become, is that a politician can just flat out lie, get away with it. And then we wonder, you know, how did we get into this mess? I mean, you had Barack Obama coming out talking about, oh, the Affordable Care Act, which we found out right off the bat was unaffordable. And if you remember, it was all about this alleged 30 million people that were in this hole that were not getting coverage. And so what we did, we blew everything up in order for Barack Obama and the Democrats to have some sort of legacy piece of legislature, which is a piece of junk. And it's been junk from day one. And Nancy Pelosi and all her gall, in much the same way like Joe Biden, because that spirit still continues. I mean, their attitude, hey, you got to pass it to find out what's in it. You know, Biden says, hey, you gotta elect me, and then you'll find out whether or not I'm going to stack the court, whether or not I'm going to cancel, you know, fossil fuels. I'm going to, you know, cancel out and reject fracking, which has made us energy independent. All that's going to go away. And oh, the tax breaks that you got, which put real money in your pocket, that's going away. But somehow, you know, we're only going to tax people at $400,000. Well, if you get rid of all the Trump taxes, you in effect have issued a tax upon everyone. And it's the same old game. I mean, it's the way the whole tax code began, because what they tell you is even, you know, over 100 years ago, same deal. It keeps working, so they keep using it. We're going to go after those rich people. They're not paying their fair share. We're going after the rich people. So here it is, the first time they do it. They went after the rich people. The rich people said, hey, you know, we get our band of attorneys and we'll lock this thing down. Well, then, you know, the elected officials said, man, these rich people are difficult to deal with. We'll just go after everyday folks. So they abandoned the one and went after the 99. And we've been paying taxes ever since. And we keep getting attacked. And for what reason? I mean, you heard the interview with Adam Angieski, and you see all this waste that's taken place at OpenTheBooks.com. Check it out. It'll blow you away. You wonder where is the pork? Boy, you see it loaded up. All these different, you know, entities and things. You go, what are we doing? Why are we doing this? You know, government's supposed to be small on purpose. No way. No way is it going to be small. It's got to be big. And the only way that you can keep getting bigger is you got to get deeper in the pockets of everyday American citizens. And so what, you know, like with Obama and Biden, if it destroys the middle class, so what? Oh, look at all these free things we're doing, you know. Taking care of illegal immigrants, giving them Medicare, you know, for all, abortions running amok, just keep on going, you know. Oh, no, we don't do that. It's all very, you know, rare and all that. You know, the lies just keep abounding. But at some point, the American people have got to say enough of this, enough of the lies, enough of this stuff. And we've got to get control of our government. It is out of control. This is a government that's supposed to be of, for, by, we the people. Where are we the people, you know? And because if you're not there and you're not taking a stand against this, then, you know, they just continue. They just continue, you know, going along, going at it, having their way at your expense. And the lies just keep abounding because they know, you know, for the most part, people aren't going to check. And for the most part, you know, people aren't going to vote either. I mean, sadly, at a time when we need a higher number of people voting, we're going to see the old numbers still being true, particularly people of faith, that only 50%, roughly 50% of them will actually bother to register to vote, and only half of them that register to vote will actually go out and vote. I mean, this is where we are with America today. No wonder we're headlong towards socialism. Stay with us. We've got more coming up.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more.
800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. 800-610-3630. That's 800-610-3630. Paid for by GoHealth.
Are you concerned the media and candidates don't provide valid information so you can vote wisely and preserve your religious, political, and economic freedoms? iVoterGuide.com is not connected to any candidate. We provide vote ratings, donation records, endorsements, issue surveys, and predictions on how candidates will govern on a 7-point scale from very liberal to very conservative. Go to iVoterGuide.com to get factual information. That's iVoterGuide.com.
Hello and welcome to Songs and Stories for Soldiers, Veterans Tip of the Day. I'm Dan Perkins. Are you like me and you can't manage your prescription refills or always seem to be out? Well, now the VA service has a great service for you. With this service, you can refill your VA prescriptions online, view your past and current VA prescriptions, and track the delivery of each prescription mailed to you. For more information, go to theva.com and look for the prescription refill program. This has been your Veterans Tip of the Day.
Know about it before the defecation hits the oscillation. Bill Martinez live.
Well, Ted, Democrats and the Joe Biden campaign are beside themselves trying to figure out what to do with this hot potato known as the Hunter Biden laptop, which really exposes a lot of things. You know, this is interesting. You know, we said going into this year, the year of 2020, the year of vision, that, you know, be prepared to see things that heretofore you have not seen. And we are seeing more and more of the corruption, you know, brought to you by the FBI. The fact that they were sitting on this laptop since December of last year, they've had this information. You know, what were they doing? Were they trying to, you know, find a big enough hammer to, you know, break it up and destroy it? Little did they know, the shop owner who had control of it, who thought, like, look at, man, I've got, this scares me. I mean, this is not good. I shouldn't have this stuff. I mean, this is just crazy. The emails, the pictures, you know, all that it represented. And he got nervous and he called the FBI, also got in touch with Rudy Giuliani's attorney, and they were able to get together. And this guy was smart enough to make a backup of the hard drive. So in essence, you've got two copies. You got one with the FBI that's not saying nothing. They know nothing. They don't want to say nothing about it. And meanwhile, as you can imagine, the shop owner's thinking, oh, you know, what am I going to do? And he's been, in a sense, kind of threatened, kind of a soft threat from the FBI. Like, you don't need to be saying anything about this laptop or the information or what you may have seen. You just need to, you know, just not say a word. Well, what is the implication? I mean, this is coming, you know, from the FBI. They got badges, they got guns, and what are you? You know, you're a shop owner that can barely see, and you happen to come across this laptop that's been sitting in your shop for a couple of years. Hunter Biden drops it off, and maybe you're so inebriated you forgot where he did, whatever, you know, kind of deal. I don't know, but it's there for a couple of years, and this guy decides, the shop owner says, no, don't need to have anything of this, and gives it to the FBI. They've been sitting on it all this time. Meanwhile, as Donald Trump was dealing with you know, with an impeachment, as the country was trying to decide, well, you know, what is it about Joe Biden? You know, all these things that Peter Schweitzer had reported on, you know, years ago on the Biden empire is all, you know, starting to creep out. I mean, this is the thing about the truth. It always finds a way, you know, to come out. And here's Joe Biden, you know, the presumptive next president, the 46th president of the United States. They're high-fiving just like they did with Hillary Camp based on these polls. And meanwhile, they got a lot of splaining to do. Days away, even though, fortunately for him, to some degree, many people have already voted. Millions of votes have already been out there. And they did not know. I mean, maybe had an idea. Maybe they just ignored. Maybe it just wasn't obvious enough that the Biden family is up to their earlobes in corruption. I mean, think about it. How does somebody go in and, you know, become, you know, go into what they call public service, which is, you know, almost a fallacy in and of itself? You know, it's like, no, it's self-service, really. But they say public service. So he goes into public service. And 47 years later, he's a gazillionaire. I mean, he's made all this money. Where did he make all this money? And, of course, some of the information from the laptop, which may be him, may not be, we don't know for sure, but he's the big guy, maybe the big guy, and he gets a cut. And then, of course, you read in one of the emails from Hunter Biden, you know, chastising his kids, you know, talking about his grandfather, you know, getting, you know, half the money, and he's the one that's doing all the work. But his grandfather, his dad, is getting, you know, half the money for little. Is that the way he's made all his millions? Is by selling out his office, what he got from Ukraine, what he got from China especially? No wonder he was so soft on China. I mean, some of this stuff starts to make too much sense. But you have to really convince yourself that, you know, as you know, you got to love the Democrats. They're not flat out denying this, which is interesting. I mean, this is the one thing about it. It's kind of like Dinesh D'Souza had said, I remind you, years ago, an interview with him after his experience in dealing with the Obama regime. You remember, he ended up having to, I think it was 8 months he had to spend in jail. And, you know, and he learned, his takeaway from that experience was, cons never give up the con. And that's the thing with the Democrats. They never give up. You can't expect them. I mean, their hand is in the cookie jar. Crumbs are, you know, all over their face. But they're not. They didn't take that cookie. And no way you're going to hold him to that cookie. It wasn't there. It didn't happen. They stick to the con. And that's what they're doing again in this particular case. And on top of that, of course, let's just throw something out there in the, you know, kind of to deflect your attention. So we'll call it Russian misinformation because, you know, it's all part of the Donald Trump deal because, you know, Russia, Donald Trump has become, you know, Putin's puppet, as he says so cutely. I mean, like, you really believe that? You really believe that Donald Trump is the puppet of Putin? His personality, his character has been maligned. The presidency that 63 million people said he is our guy, that the way we have been negated and canceled by the Democratic Party and the mainstream media, they've done us no favors. And you've got to see this for what it is, ladies and gentlemen, that this is brought to you by the Democrats. And you say, okay, if they did this, where are they going? What is their end game? With all their leftist policies, what they've done in the past, like I said, you know, Barack Obama did us no favors. And what he did, he participated, clearly. I mean, as Matt Whitaker, you know, told me, the former acting FBI director, was that, I'm misquoting here. Was he acting FBI, CIA? Anyway, there's been so many actings and going in and out and everything. AG. And what he said to us was that when I asked him, I said, this has to go into the White House. How does this not happen? How does this happen? And Barack Obama, who was a micromanager, and if you've been around anybody who's a micromanager, they know the air that you breathe. That's just the way they operate. They're so compulsive, they can't help themselves. And Barack Obama was a micromanager. He wanted to know. He insisted. He knew everything. And don't think for a minute that he did not rule with an iron fist. He did. Absolutely. And so my question to Matt, I go, how does this happen? How does, you know, the misinformation, you know, the Hillary Clinton dossier that, you know, bought and paid for, Christopher Steele dossier, how does that happen without Barack Obama's knowledge? How does the, what happened with the deals in China and Ukraine? How does that happen without Barack Obama? He goes, I can't tell you. I mean, in other words, you know, Barack Obama had to be aware of this. He was there in that meeting on January the 5th where Joe Biden was there and Joe Biden brought up, well, we can get Michael Flynn on the Logan Act. You know, which is, you know, kind of this mysterious boogeyman article that's been out there forever that nobody ever has ever been, convicted of. I mean, you might question, say, well, you know, I think John Kerry, if anybody should have been convicted in the modern era, maybe John Kerry for some of the stuff that he's been doing. I mean, the fact of the matter is America's interest. And the president's interests have been undermined, whether you're talking about COVID, what they did with COVID, how they, you know, misinformed the public on that, how they've tried to misalign our federal efforts for what we've done, which is amazing what's been able to accomplish that maybe after the fog of all this bitterness and hate-filled rhetoric that comes to you from the Democrats, maybe we might have an objective viewpoint to realize, hey, wait a minute, it's not all that it was meant to be. I mean, there's quite a story that I was reading this morning that was well done in terms of helping us understand, Fauci. You know, Fauci's been like the mini modern day god, for the left, that he's the guy. But how many times did he get it wrong? And it's enumerated here. Gateway Pundit reported on this. It's a brilliant piece of journalism that breaks it all down, all the times that, Fauci went back and forth. And I still maintain that Fauci is suspect even from the get-go because he had people there in Wuhan. He paid money, paid over $3 million, which Barack Obama said he didn't agree shouldn't happen. He did to build up that laboratory. And he knew by firsthand experience from his people that left Wuhan said, hey, we're getting out of here. These guys are a bunch of cowboys and they're going to make a big mistake down the road. Well, he had to know that this was the realization of the warning that he got some 18 months previously, but he said nothing.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems. Listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-536-4436. That's 800-536-4436. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-536-4436.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Director of National Intelligence John Ratcliffe said on Monday there is no evidence tying the Hunter Biden laptop to Russian disinformation. White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows pushes back on the allegation as well.
I'm not aware of any Russian disinformation campaign that would involve these emails or this laptop. No defensive briefing, to my knowledge, has been given. And so all of this narrative that is out there that would suggest that it's not real, that's the disinformation.
Meadows speaking there on Fox News. Those comments contrary to claims from House Intelligence Committee Chairman Adam Schiff of California. The Supreme Court will consider two cases on immigration policy and the border wall. One case involves the Trump administration's policy that people seeking asylum in the United States remain in Mexico while their cases are pending. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez live.
Fresh and independent. We come at you 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. As I was saying before we went to break, so much about what Dr. Fauci has said about this pandemic has been a conflict. I mean, it started out, as I mentioned, you know, here he was. He knew firsthand what was going on in Wuhan. He had a staff there. And they left after 18 months and $3 million plus dollars of investing in that laboratory. And they came back with a report that said, these guys are cowboys. They're reckless. There's going to be a problem here. And so when this came about, did we hear from Dr. Fauci an acknowledgement of what he knew 18 months earlier? No, we didn't hear anything about that. He says he warned Trump in January the U.S. was in real trouble, but that's not what he said publicly. In January, Dr. Fauci told Newsmax TV the United States did not have to worry about the coronavirus, that it was not a major threat. Dr. Fauci warned of an apocalyptic coronavirus pandemic. Then just weeks later, he compared the coronavirus to a bad flu. So there's no wonder that the body politic is confused. Now, as you know us, that we're here to pursue the truth no matter how inconvenient it may be and how difficult it may be. And we've been pursuing it and we've gone through a lot of experts. And with us right now, from another angle, And you have to appreciate this because, again, if you understand the human spirit or the composition of our humanity, it's body, mind, and spirit. Okay, this is our makeup. And what we're trying to do in dealing with COVID in so many ways is we're just so focused on the physical that we're really not dealing with the other aspects. And Cindy Dale joins us now. And, you know, we hear more about herd immunity these days as COVID-19 continues to impact every aspect of our daily lives. But is herd mentality influencing more than we realize? She's a renowned energy healer and author of 27 books, including the internationally best-selling award-winning The Subtle Body, an Encyclopedia of Your Energetic Anatomy. Cindy, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here. And, yeah, I mean, why aren't we talking more about herd mentality or what we that kind of mob thinking that
yes.
we humans have always been so guilty of but is getting us now?
Well, the problem that we have, Cindy, is because if the mainstream media doesn't approve, like they're the geniuses, they've got this all figured out. I mean, they've proven throughout this whole ordeal that they've been right 100% of the time, so why do we doubt them? The WHO now is the standard for social media. And Facebook puts it through the filter of WHO and what you say, and even this conversation that you and I are having right now, the WHO would cancel, and so would Facebook. They say, nope, it doesn't fit. This is, we are worry-mongering and, it's unsubstantiated because by their determination and their qualifications, you are canceled, Cindy Dale.
Yeah, well, there we have it, especially given what I do for a living, Bill, which I do energy work.
Right.
I help people figure out what's happening in the spirit aspect of them or the mind aspect. What's in the invisible self?
Yes.
And how is that motivating us? How is that, kind of making us believe certain so-called facts rather than others? You know, so you have to dig down into the self to really figure out, like, what you really think about something versus how you're being impressed by what you're hearing or seeing, like you're saying, in the so-called expert channels.
Exactly. Well, and as an energy expert, I mean, the fact of the matter is we've all experienced, what Zig Ziglar would call stinking thinking and the result of stinking thinking, that we can make ourselves sick. This isn't, this is indisputable. What things that we create, as creative beings, that's the way God designed us to be. We have this incredible ability to create things, to project things. And we've experienced, if you've lived any amount of life and if you've even observed, you may realize more truth in this, even though you may want to deny it. You may want to deny it, but it doesn't make it untrue.
Well, and there's a great passage in the Torah, the Judaic Bible, the Christian Old Testament, that says God created the earth, the world, the universe, and left it unfinished.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we're to do, is finish it. And we can do it any number of ways. I mean, quantum physics, fascinating fields of studies, kind of went one up on Newton.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's saying, what your consciousness can affect outcome. It can determine what you perceive. What you perceive can create what it is that you might be seeing, and what happens. So, but I love the emphasis on what are we wanting to create? I actually had the coronavirus way back, probably in November, because I was traveling in China doing
mm-hmm.
some work.
Oh, wow.
I came home exhausted. And if it was a repeat or not, I think I had it again in February, March. I had antibodies months later, but I didn't know what it was. I was like, gosh, I feel really horrible. I was traveling with my son for baseball. We went to all the hot spots. And probably because I didn't know what it was, it is a virus. It is real. Mm. I mean, I just said, I got to get over this. I got to work. Whatever this is, I got to get better really fast.
Right.
So I went through the machinations inside of myself that I know work for me to get my immune system online quicker. So I didn't infect myself with what they call the nocebo effect. That's the opposite of the placebo effect.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
The nocebo is like the bad stuff will happen if you think it's going to. The placebo is the opposite.
Right.
So that worked for me not to go to the dark side.
Mm-hmm. Well, and the thing is, you say this, and if Donald Trump said it, oh my goodness, heads would be exploding. I mean, he... heard anecdotally, some positive response, on the physical aspect side, not mental necessarily, but on the physical aspect side of hydroxychloroquine. And to this day, the president cannot even say hydroxychloroquine. If he says it, they just, heads explode. They just go nuts. So here it is. I mean, we want to somehow live life by denying reality. Fortunately, you're an individual enough to where you don't have to rely on the government or doctors, and you say, look, you know your body well enough, and you know if you do certain things that your body will respond to it, and this is something that you've done for decades. And so the proof, as they say, is in the pudding and in the experience that you see this working time and time again. And I say to everyday Americans who may think that, Bill and Cindy are on some kind of woo-woo dance here together, but they themselves have experienced, they may not have seen it that way, but if they stop for just a moment and consider what you are sharing with us, they can see how they themselves have employed it instinctively and been blessed, because you can't help but be who you are the way God designed you. So you can deny it and you can stuff it and ignore it, but sometimes it just has a way of creeping out, doesn't it?
It does. And, years ago I worked toward a master's in divinity, and what I really loved about that was not just the emphasis, on the learning and the scholastics and exegesis and this and that. It was also on the idea you just said, we're hardwired. Mm-hmm. I mean, whatever people call their creator, God, I use the word God. I mean, we are who we are, and I think it's our birthright, but also responsibility to figure out what that means. Mm-hmm. I mean, I do healing work for people. Sometimes people recover from something, sometimes they don't. I mean, we're individualistic. You need different treatments. Maybe you need surgery, maybe better medicines, maybe herbs, maybe prayer, whatever it might be. But typically the shift occurs when people get the sense of connection, again, to whatever they call their spirit. If they open, the greater spirit, the God, if they open up to God, that's when we can be more self-responsible and we can do what's right for ourselves as individuals.
Exactly. And as a result of being healed, you become a message carrier of the divine and the truth. And we have many stories like that. Cindy, I was just reading again over the weekend, miracles that should not have happened. People who had COVID, they were already on their deathbed. And, suddenly they're healed. They connect, as you say, with the divine. And they're miraculously healed to such a degree that even the doctors say, I don't know, And maybe in all humility, that's why doctors refer to their profession as a practice, right?
Yeah, it's a practice. And, science even says, take a physical object, 99.99999%... of it isn't so-called measurable. It's invisible.
I'll tell you what, we've got to go to break. We've got more from Cindy Dale after this.
This report is brought to you by Eli Lilly and Company. Raise your hand if you use Lilly insulin and struggle to afford your monthly prescription and are enrolled in Medicare Part D, have a high deductible insurance plan, or don't have health insurance at all. If your hand is raised, Lilly wants to help. Lilly has solutions that can help make life easier for you. Lilly launched Insulin Affordability, Learn, Act, Share, to encourage people using Lilly insulin to learn about their affordability options, to act by calling the Lilly Diabetes Solutions Center, and to share this important information with others. People with or without commercial insurance can buy Lilly insulins today for $35 per monthly prescription at a retail pharmacy. And this fall, seniors can enroll in Medicare Part D plans that provide a $35 copay starting in January. Raise your hand and visit insulinaffordability.com or call 1-833-808-1234 Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Eastern Time.
Packages start at $39.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. You can now get Vivint's award-winning smart home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the top home security system of 2019, calling the Vivint system the best for a complete package of home security and automation the best pro-installed home security system and the best home security system with cameras. And right now, you can get Vivint's best home security and smart technology for about $1 a day. Plus, get free professional installation. Protect your home and loved ones for as little as $1 a day. Call right now for your home security consultation. 800-962-6082. 800-962-6082. That's 800-962-6082.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Keeping the spirit of Don't Tread on Me alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Now you hear the spirit of Don't Tread on Me, and you wonder, where does that spirit come from? You know, think about that for just a moment. Cindy Dale is with us, renowned energy healer, author of 27 books, including the internationally best-selling, award-winning The Subtle Body, an encyclopedia of your energetic anatomy. Cindy, I got to think that at a point, you know, when we realize the whole truth and nothing but, you know, one day I was talking with a friend. I said, you know, what is it going to be like coming face to face with God? And I said, you know, there'll be no questions. It's like in an instant we'll have all the answers, and which will be incredible. And in having all the answers, we're going to realize how little of our own spirit that was a gift from God that we utilized. And I got to think one of the biggest frustrations that we could have is those shoulda, coulda, woulda moments. You know, it's kind of like, you know, in Schindler's List, you know, the closing scene there with Arthur Schindler was realizing that he could have saved so many more people, even if he had given up his gold watch. How many more could he have saved? And, you know, the weight of that understanding and reality. And I'm wondering, you know, for us, is here we are as God-created beings with this immense amount of potential and power, that what we're dealing with right now, whether it's COVID, whether it's a culture that is run amok, that doesn't even know about men and women anymore, and we can't even talk about, according to Maisie Hirono, we can't even talk about sexual preference anymore. That's an offense. I mean, this is insane where we are right now, right?
It is. And, you know, there's a series of books written for junior high readers a long time ago, set in Wales by a woman named Susan Cooper, and the series is called The Dark is Rising. And I can't help but think of that series of books right now. And the plot line is that there's always souls that are here that whenever the dark is rising, that hold the light. Mm-hmm. And they say, no, we have to get back to being about honor and truth and justice. Mm-hmm. You know, and like what Jesus said, the truth not only shall set you free, but it can lead to like a peace that isn't even human, that's beyond human understanding. And, you know, we're not supposed to wait till we're dead for that.
Right. Yeah, please.
What good is that going to do? I mean, great when we're sitting around and having drinking whatever we drink, you know, Mai Tais or tea or whatever it is. You know, it's about the here and now. And, you know, kind of like, you know, it's said, you know, that there's a battle in the heavenlies, but so is it acted out on earth. So we're in a battle right now.
Yeah, without a doubt. And we have to warrior up and realize, I mean, this is the first thing of any kind of battle is you got to assess the enemy and realize that you are at war. And right now, America is at war. We have lawlessness abounding. We have darkness abounding. And it's interesting, Cindy, I think that it would happen in this year that we said in January, the year of 2020 would be the year of vision. That we're and we are starting to see a little bit more clearly now. And I thought the other thing that was interesting, too, if you read what was, I think, last week, Johnny Nash, who sang when I was a disc jockey in L.A., I played his song many times. I can see clearly now. I thought it was interesting. You know, I don't, you know, because God doesn't do things just by accident. But I thought, interesting. You know, 2020, we've got, like you say, this era of darkness that we're going through. But, you know, the beautiful thing about darkness is it doesn't take a whole lot of light to be pierced, does it?
No, it doesn't. And, you know, half the time the darn darkness is wrapped around light anyway. It's about how do you see, right?
Yeah,
I mean, there's external eyes, of course, you know, whatever. You got to see when you're driving the car down the road. Okay, I get it. But it's the internal eyes. And, you know, that's what I often work on when I'm working with clients. I want to see with my eyes of truth. And I don't want to see through the clouds. I don't want to see through, you know, kind of over negativity. I don't want to see through the lies. I don't want to look in a distorted way that's caught the infections of fear or rage or hatred or lawlessness. You know, I want to see with God's eyes. That's
yes.
what I want to see. I would never say that I could do that. I'm a person. I'm right. I mean, but that's the goal, is to see through the eyes of light.
Right. Exactly. Well, and this is why God deposited you for a time such as this, because we need to be aware of this, because this is an aspect that we don't talk about. You know, they think, whoa, there's that crazy Cindy again. She's off and rolling and, you know, whatever. But meanwhile, you've got people who experience the benefit of this and like the blind man, like we were talking about, doesn't understand, but they were blind, but now they see. And you are experiencing in your life and with your gift these kind of results. Now, I want you to explain to our audience, because I think that, you know, things like this abound more than we realize, and we just kind of take it for granted. Maybe you can walk us through a little bit of how, you know, energy plays an important part, and maybe we just, because it's so powerful and it's so prevalent, that we just take it for granted and we don't acknowledge it as such.
Well, and we don't define it either, because absolutely everything's made out of energy. Energy is just information that moves. So my computer, my feelings, my thoughts, all of these attributes or things or objects are what they are because there's information in them. You know, you could say programming that says I'm a computer versus I'm Cindy's tea, and everything vibrates. So absolutely everything in this world moves. It's just that most energy is what these days we call subtle. It's the spiritual energy. It's the unknown, unmeasurable, and unseen. But science is starting to show that what we can kind of perceive in physical reality, concrete, tangible reality, is actually built on subtle energies. It's built on programs. It's built on ideas. It's built on concepts. It's built on what we think things should be. So if you want to change what's outside, you got to figure out why it is what it is. Mm-hmm. That could be an illness. That could be a negative attitude, an addiction. That could be a political institution. It doesn't matter. We've got to get into the invisible, which which is just sound and light itself.
Right.
So I'm kind of a science buff. Mm-hmm. So I like to go, you know what, this is not separate from science. I mean,
no.
It's not separate from science.
Well, this is the basis. It's the basis. It's the basis of it because, you know, God's light and vibration is consistent, right? And I think it's our challenge to get in alignment with that vibration and that light. Am I making it too simple?
No, that is it. And you know what? Science is starting to discover that there's something sometimes called absolute light that exists in this universe. It predates the Big Bang. It's there in this sort of background, cosmic background radiation, in these really interesting twists of light in the universe that don't expand. And it's a kind of light that has no darkness. Now, I'm being a bit poetic, but it's literally the kind of light that only creates more pure light and that can move faster than the speed of light. Well, if that's not sort of an echo of God and God's light, what is?
Mm-hmm. And the closer we are to that, I have
how
to believe
we are.
Exactly. And the more fulfilled. Yeah, exactly. And like you say, we experience, you know, supernatural peace that man does not understand because
exactly.
we know all is well, right?
With.
Right.
That's what he aligned with. It's
right.
Like that's the light that's available to all of us. I think it's a spiritual light, mm-hmm. you know, as well as something that's very hard to describe currently under a microscope.
Mm-hmm. Well, God has and Jesus was regarded as, you know, being encompassed by light. Even the satanic, the evil forces, they disguise themselves as angels of light. So they've got a counterfeit version of the true light, and they present themselves as enlightened ones. And that's where, if we don't know the difference and we buy into the counterfeit, that's where we get into trouble, right?
Yes. Well, and that's what Lucifer, the bright star, the morning
right.
star. But, you know, I also think those kind of forces, entities or forces, are very good at convincing people to so-called give up their light,
mm-hmm.
and they wear that. I mean, I think they steal light because if you're not going to God for it, you've got to find it somewhere.
Exactly.
So I feel like that's a lot of what's happening right now is this sort of stealthy, I'm going to, like, convince you, maybe subconsciously, to let me wear your light. So
mm-hmm.
we need to wear our own.
Exactly. Well, this is the issue, like we talked about. It starts out with self-responsibility. And we're self-responsible. We're self-accountable. And if we step out of that and rely on other forces to do our own bidding, well, then we've surrendered our very being. I mean, when you think about it, Cindy.
Yeah, we have. And isn't that sad? I mean, it's really sad. And we, you know, the other thing, too, and I really assume you'd agree with this, we can change that at any moment.
Mm-hmm.
No matter
yes.
where we are, no matter how flatlined, you know, we've become, it just takes a new decision.
Exactly.
It takes a willingness.
Well, the Bible talks about renewing our mind, and that renewing of our mind is a time when you come in contact with the truth, and you can realign your own thinking. And this is proven. I mean, science has proven this. I mean, with people who are addicted with drugs and other things, they regenerate and renew their minds in such a way that their whole process is converted when they are committed, you know, to going through this. Now, when I say that, I make it sound so simple. It's much more than that. But we do have the science to prove that we can renew our minds, the chemistry and alignment, right?
We can. And you know what? We could call that the science of holiness.
Yes.
And create a new term, right?
Right, right. Exactly. See, you're so wonderful, you don't even know it, Cindy. I'm telling you. Of course you know it. And we appreciate you. Such a blessing. I appreciate you coming on the show. How can people be in touch with you? We've got about 20 seconds left. Cindy Dale. And that's C-Y-N-D-I.
Yes.
Dale, DALE.com. That's where you go for more information. That's awesome. Cindy, thanks for being with us.
Thanks. Lots of
God bless. Take care.
All righty.
Bye-bye. Ciao.
There's nothing worse than thinking that your Medicare benefits are going to cover routine medical expenses like vision, dental, and prescription benefits, only to find that when an emergency arises, your Medicare plan is full of gaps that don't even begin to cover your medical emergency. How would it feel to have to go into debt because your Medicare program didn't cover everything 100%? Studies show that 95% of Medicare recipients pay more than $5,000 per year on out-of-pocket medical expenses. At SnapMedicare.com, we understand how important it is for you to be prepared for any type of medical emergency. All it takes is a quick phone call to 800-286-5516 to find out exactly where you stand with your Medicare coverage and to save thousands on future costs. Call 800-286-5516 to make sure your Medicare plan includes provisions to cover any gap in coverage. Whether you have questions about Part A or Part B Medicare coverage, remember, call 800-286-5516. SnapMedicare.com. Call 800-286-5516.